Track 1. Have you ever thought about what it would be like to scurry along tree branches like a squirrel? Have you ever wondered what it would be like to try and walk if you were a monkey? Do you sometimes think about having a super sensitive nose like a dog? Why do you think that the teeth in your mouth are smaller and less pointed than those of a dog? It turns out scientists who study humans, called anthropologists, have been thinking about these questions for a long time. It might seem strange at first, but at different stages in our evolutionary history, some of our ancestors experienced firsthand what it was like to run along tree branches, have a super sensitive nose, and to walk like a monkey. Our earliest ancestors, called plesiadapids, were closely related to rodents and tree squirrels, and were almost indistinguishable from the squirrels that run and chatter in the trees in the present-day United States. These tree-dwelling dudes didn't look much like primates on the outside, but a closer look at the fossils from Colorado and Wyoming give them away as lemurs and monkey ancestors. Plesiadapids evolved during the Cretaceous period, extending from 144 to 66 million years ago, when dinosaurs still ruled the Earth. These animals are closely related to an early primate nicknamed Ida, discovered in a cave in Germany in the early 2000s. Although Ida probably spent most of her time running along tree branches like a squirrel, she had opposable thumbs and binocular vision like a monkey. Practice touching your thumb to the palm of your hand. Now give yourself a high five. You belong to primates, one of the only animal groups that can do that. Opposable thumbs give us the ability to pick up, manipulate, and fashion objects. Ida probably didn't make tools, but she used her thumbs to grab onto tree branches like a modern monkey and passed that ability all the way down to you and to me.